seconds left. Boston only has a one-point lead.
Greer is putting the ball on a play. He gets it out deep, and Havlicek steals it.
From the parking lot, and Vermont has a 59-55 lead.
Swung line drive, left field. One run is in. Here comes Breen. Here's the throw to the plate. He is safe. Braves win.
So 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes. Unbelievable.
Down goes Frazier.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
It's showtime.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, and sports enthusiasts from around the world. This is the podcast you have all been waiting for. Whether listening in the car, on your morning drive, or with one earbud in at the office, this is the sports show that has it all. From pro wrestling to the octagon, from the gridiron to the baseball diamond, from the pitch to the ice, it's all here. You have tuned in to Mount Sterling's most downloaded podcast that drops on Saturdays at 3 a.m. This is not your average podcast. This is From Corner to Corner. And now, here are your hosts, Sean Big Papa Kuiper, Wes Redman Crouch, Adam Big Country Muncie, and Neil Mullet Man Payne.
Hey, welcome back to the From Corner to Corner. Got the whole team here tonight.
Ding dong!
The witch is dead.
Oh, I thought that was...
Oh, it gets hard sometimes.
It does get hard sometimes. Sean, we're all here.
Yep.
We're all here.
Not the alternate.
First time in months.
No, alternate's not here.
And I tried to call him, and we weren't live, so I'll try to call him again. You all keep talking.
You may have to just do a straight phone call.
No need for the alternate.
No need.
Nope.
Hey, this is Mark. Leave a name and number, and I'll get back with you.
See if I ever call you again. Never again.
Look, he's just like you. He doesn't listen to these shows anyways. If it's not live on Facebook, he's not watching it.
That's true.
So, big breaking news.
What y'all want to talk about? This is
Mount Sterling and all surrounding counties.
What do you want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
What about the fact that for 3 weeks in a row now that we've had to talk about Coach Cal?
We don't have to talk about Coach Cal.
We have to talk about Coach Cal.
We don't have to. Listen, we don't have to talk about the elephant in the room.
He's gone. He's officially gone.
I only want one person to talk about this because he's got to have pent-up feelings about it because he's never here. Breadman, go for it.
Open your loaf.
Unseal the bread.
Let me show everyone my loaf.
Nelly.
He said loaf, and I thought he was going to say love.
Yeah, it's more like a dinner roll. It's not a loaf.
Edit number one.
Don't you dare edit that out. Don't you dare.
2 minutes.
Look.
And two.
All right, tell us.
Not even Kings of Wine.
No, just regular. Sister
Schubert. It's been so long since I've been on here, I don't know really what to say because I had so many emotions when we lost. You know, when we lost to Oakland, it was just complete and utter disappointment.
Yeah, you were tore up. We couldn't even
for
2 days.
You could not believe.
Hold on 1 second.
Why the hell do you look so different?
I got a haircut?
Was your hair that long?
Yeah.
No.
It was pretty shaggy.
Are you kidding me?
No, I mean, it took 4 minutes for her to cut my hair today instead of just two.
What is going on? I am totally bamboozled. It's like a new person.
Yeah.
What?
I've had it this short before,
but not a...
It's been a while since I've had a haircut.
This had to be the shock factor you all got when I shaved my mullet.
It was.
When I cut it.
Or when you just went blue.
I did go blue. Blue. I'm not going to say it.
Mm-mm.
I wanted to say it. I did want to say it.
Mm-mm.
Blue Gatorade?
Mm-mm.
Anyways. What
sorry,
about,
Wes.
What about Big Blue over there, Wes?
Big Blue.
Big Blue, that's a moldy dinner, huh?
Hey, at least you get your penicillin.
Or do you mean Peterson?
And another
new from Pfizer.
Green penicillin.
No, the show is sponsored by Viagra.
We put out our new antibiotic, penicillin.
If you didn't know, this is the new version of the Bob and Tom Show.
Hello, Saturday Show with all four of us here.
Yeah.
Increase your bulge today.
And there went Adam's phone.
Okay, so about Big Blue.
So you had all kinds of emotions when we lost to Oakland.
Complete disappointment after the game.
She normally is.
And... you know, after that, I just didn't know. Does Cal need to go? Does Cal need to stay? You know, everybody was like, "Look, Cal has run his course here." I was in that boat. I think a bunch of people were in that boat. Cal had run his course here. Then he comes out with Mitch. Does this.
Make-believe press conference.
I mean, apparently. But, you know, I'm sure Mitch said, look, I'm going to stick my neck out for you. I'm going to keep you here. But you're going to have to do some things different. And so he had a, you know, they did the interview. And it probably bought half of the fan base back.
Which, going back and looking at that.
It didn't buy Matt Jones back.
I didn't
believe it for a second.
I didn't, like, if you go back and look at it, it's like, you are lying right now. Like, you know.
You know, of course, they did it on
it's a very uncomfortable conversation. They
did
were
it on
been
the
really uncomfortable.
UK channel and whatnot. I mean, it was always obviously going to be very pro-UK.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just some of the things he said, it was just like it sounded like he was going to come back. He talked about the team coming in next year and so on and so forth. And I don't know that he had any. And then the crap hits the fan because you're like, what is happening? He's going to Arkansas. He talked to Ohio State in February. He's not going to Arkansas.
Talked to Michigan. Interested in the USC job, too.
Don't forget Michigan.
Oh, he talked to Michigan, too?
He expressed interest.
I mean, Twitter has been...
He saw the writing on the wall.
Twitter has been
He needed to get out.
Just a wealth of information over the last week.
And who knows? There could have been a conversation between him and Mitch going, Mitch is like, I'm not firing you to pay you $33 million, but if you want to look...
Well, did you see the latest story to this saga today? He got the offer from Arkansas, went back to Kentucky with a counter offer, and
Mitch told
and
him
I didn't like it.
But there's more to it than that. Matt Jones did about 2 hours this afternoon.
You said Matt Jones and lost me.
The precursor to that was the silence from the UK program was actually because the legal department was looking into his breach of contract for talking to those other teams without notifying the athletic department.
Hey, real quick, we're live, by the way. Wes was throwing shade early on, and I wanted you to hear this.
Wes was throwing shade?
Yeah, he was throwing shade.
Yep.
He said there.
Look, I said right out the gate, I said, oh, look, we're all four here. We don't need the alternate tonight.
Wow.
Hey, look how different Sean looks.
I like you, Sean.
Thanks.
But I wanted you to hear that from Wes, that he said we don't need
I'm the one on the logo, so, you know.
Ooh!
Here's my thing. Just hear me out. Hear me out. We need Wes like he needs his third leg.
No truer words have been spoken tonight.
The dinner roll has been talked about.
We have talked about the dinner roll.
And all I'm saying is, hear me out. Hear me out, Wes. I thought we were better than that.
We thought he was bigger than that.
Hey, here's my guy right here.
Hey, Kenny!
Big Kenny!
We're talking about Coach Collier's favorite person right now, John Calipari.
Hey, Kenny's a softball coach over at Bath County. I told him that you need to get him on one day.
Well, yeah.
He's a good dude. But anyway, I seen the news that Scott Drew was the offer to job.
Yep.
Turned it all the way up. He's froze.
Thanks, Coach. Yep. You're cutting out. We'll holler back at you, Coach.
Hung up on
it. Sorry, that was.
You're right.
I think he was going to say, "Please tell me you offered
Danny Hurley."
Danny Hurley the job.
What I don't understand. Here's my point. My perspective about this whole thing.
Your
with
prerogative,
Cal.
If you
my
will.
Prerogative perspective. However you want to say it. I think Cal, in the midst of him talking to Arkansas, realized somebody told him, "Uh-oh, I messed up. If I would have just told Mitch that I'm going to talk to somebody, they would have allowed it. That way, they would have been able to talk to some people, and it wouldn't have thrown him out of $33 million. But because he did it the way he did, just like you were talking about, Darren, it was a breach of contract, and they don't have to pay him the $33 million buyout now.
They wouldn't have to do that anyways unless they fired him. Him leaving...
But what he's saying, if he followed the contract and talked to Mitch first and told him, "I'm going to go talk to somebody," then go talk, and they said, "Okay," then he would have been allowed to do that. And he would have still been able to get his buyout.
Did Arkansas not have to pay the $33
million? No, because he left.
He left on his own. But what come out today is because they considered that breach of contract. When he come back asking for a counteroffer, that's why Mitch told him that's not happening.
Kick rocks.
You're gone.
So,
which good for Mitch.
Why was there so much about Nate Oates and his $18 million buyout then?
Because Nate Oates was going to follow the contract and say, "Hey, if he was thinking about taking it, if we would have mentioned it to him, he would have said, okay, hold on, I got to talk to my AD and tell him I'm going to talk to you all. That way they know, and then... They would have.
By the way. He got out in front of before it technically ever became available.
Does that surprise you?
No,
that he doesn't want to come here.
No,
that he put out those. You know, within hours of all this being said, he went out to Twitter.
Yeah.
And I mean, I understand why Danny Hurley didn't. I mean, he was a little busy trying to win a national championship.
He didn't try. He did.
Back to back.
Right, but. You know, does it surprise you? I mean, he went to Twitter. He put it out there immediately.
Doesn't surprise me at all. Because, one, it keeps his name value still the same. Like, he rolls up out of his seat and farted.
That was a face Sean made last week. But I'll accept it this time, yes.
Yes.
I wrote.
But at
this point, you've edited the entire show out. There is no words.
Nate Oates, he has no pressure at Alabama. He's doing exactly.
Well, he just rolled to the Final Four.
What you're saying is
he could have got a raise if he would have played it out a little bit longer, though.
He's got the same job as Mark Stoops does at Kentucky football.
Yeah, no pressure at all on him. Why would you want to leave that when they're happy with just making the tournament? If you make Sweet 16, you're playing with house
money.
That's
Alabama. They're not number one there. It's Alabama football, and then way down the list is Alabama baseball might actually be above basketball. Not now, but But then can they pay him? What does Nate Oates make at Alabama?
I don't know. $8 million maybe?
A year? There's no way.
You don't think so?
No.
Probably four.
I don't think it's that low.
I mean, the Google machine will tell you.
Danny Hurley only makes $5.5 million at UConn.
Yeah, but that's about to change.
Oh. No, but what I'm saying is Alabama's not UConn. He only makes $5.5 million. He won back-to-back championships. Nate Oates didn't have anything.
Nate Oates makes $6.275 million.
So we're closer. Adam's closer than you.
So Nate Oates and paid more than Danny Hurley.
He trails only Bill Self, John Calipari, and Bruce Pearl.
Now those are kind of wishy-washy though, because you got Duke. That's a private school that doesn't have to
report.
That's probably one of two.
You think Shire makes more than he does?
Shire makes double figures.
You think so?
Yes.
Come on.
I'm telling you, Shire makes double figures.
So he makes $80 a week.
$80 a week?
You said double figures.
Well, you know what I mean.
Why couldn't we just go to 11?
$10 million.
Why do we go to 80?
Do you really think he makes... I mean, he's a second-year coach.
Yeah.
I can understand...
But he's also a national championship player for the program. He was an assistant for a long time. Now he's the coach. He makes good money.
And he's proven nothing.
Because Kay, he was... He was over
20. I mean, he made an Elite Eight. Good for him.
When's the last time Cal did that?
Oh, no. I mean, it's been a long time. Believe me, Cal's not worth much.
Next year.
Cal.
He might.
He'll go to Arizona. He's going to Arkansas.
Arkansas.
well,
woo! Hey, big Suey! Yeah. Oh!
I've been around those idiots, and they're idiots. Arkansas fans are idiots.
But that's electric.
It is. Everything you assume about Arkansas is true. And anybody we have listened to Arkansas, you know it's true. You know I'm not telling lies right now.
You thought you had rednecks in Kentucky.
Yeah. But it is an electric atmosphere. Like, I sat in the Arkansas section 2 years in a row at the SEC tournament. And, bro, like, they were yelling at Kentucky fans like, oh, you all only want to cheer when your team's up. Like, they're cheering like the entire game. So, well done, Arkansas. I still think.
There are already Arkansas fans on Twitter that are throwing the bird at Cal for coming to Arkansas. Yeah,
they ain't no way. Ain't no way they're mad.
So, here's the thing. I said this, was it last week, 2 weeks ago, when I defended Cal?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
This year, he was backed into a corner. This will be his best coaching year. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I still think that it's going to be his best coaching job. It would not surprise me to see Arkansas in the Final Four.
The last two or three years, it's become a glaring understanding that, look, Cal's a good coach, but he has to have a good staff to make him a good coach. These last 3 years have made it glaring.
Robert's going with Arkansas.
Has made it glaring that he needs help. He can do certain things good.
I mean,
he
literally can recruit. No. You're right. It literally is staring him in the face.
Right.
And Robic is a huge get. Now he's also taking Brad with him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
I'm not giving.
So here's the
that
deal.
That was part of it, right?
Well, so here's the deal. Did you all know Kelvin Sampson's son is on staff with him at Houston?
I did not.
Yeah.
And he's essentially the coach in waiting.
Yeah.
Like that's in Kelvin Sampson's contract.
That's a mistake.
John Calipari's arrogant enough that he can do the same thing for Brad.
100%.
Especially at Arkansas.
Right. Like, yeah. No, I'll come for 5 years. And then it's a long time coming. It's a long time coming. Brad will be the next head coach. Like, I could 100% see his egotistical tail doing that.
And yeah. You're right, they do need to put the big hog on the middle of the court.
That snout needs to be from 3-point line and the tail on the other 3-point line.
The big hog. Yep. I mean, I throw up softballs every once in a while.
Yeah. Oh, God. Do you ever?
So, but if you're John Calipari, something he did not do very well at Kentucky was get former players back involved in the program.
Didn't get buy-in.
Didn't get, like, so if you're Calipari and you're going to Arkansas, the first,
oh, I don't, it's already, that's already been said. Oliver Miller went to Twitter, it was either earlier today or middle of yesterday, said, so is Cal going to do the same as he did in Kentucky and welcome back all the ex-players? You know, just wanting to know for a friend.
Well, I mean, you got to go get, you got to go get Corliss Williamson. Go get Scotty Thurman. Like, they won a national championship.
Yeah.
The last time you were relevant.
Right. Right.
You know, is Nolan Richardson still alive? Yeah, I don't know.
He was at the Duke game this year.
Do you, not think they were relevant the last 2 years?
I mean,
Musselman made it to an Elite Eight last year.
Not this year. The five previous years, yes.
But, I mean, let's
go. Right. Not this year. Let's define
relevancy.
Well, Arkansas, three straight Sweet 16s with an Elite Eight appearance in the last few years.
That's true.
That's solid.
That's true. And Musselman was like, I am out.
Well, he just went back on the West Coast.
He does. I mean, and he's going to do fantastic things at USC.
Yep.
It like,
oh, yeah. They'll be a whole lot better.
USC will be very good.
In the Big Ten.
In the Big Ten.
Big Ten country. Pasadena, California.
Right. Nothing screams Big Ten more than Pasadena. I've been there once.
Where's the cornfield?
My God, this is such Big Ten country.
We're going to throw up
this is God's country if I've ever seen it.
My God, Big Ten. Woo, Pasadena.
So he's gone. Who's coming? Right? We know that Hurley's not going to be here. We know that Jay Wright has said no. We know Nate Oates has said no.
Billy Donovan said no.
Oh, he did?
Yep. Well, I mean, breaking news.
Scott Drew has been offered the contract.
Scott Drew's going to get the job. That is the next coach of Kentucky.
And that's valid, a valid offer?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, a valid news?
It came from On3, so they're pretty reputable.
What happened to On1 and On2?
We decided to go On3.
On1 is the On1 does the advertisements at the movie theater, don't they?
I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah. So, On2 fell through the crack.
Yeah. You know, speaking of which, you always hear like First Baptist Church, First Church of, you know, First Church.
Why isn't there a second
Baptist? Why isn't there a second church? Why isn't there a second Baptist church? I mean, you got to be, who does number two work for? That's a good point.
Same reason every car dealership is the number one dealership in Kentucky.
We are the number two dealership in Kentucky.
We're the number 17 dealership. Come on down to Sean's Autos. We're the number 17.
With the exception of Bob Allen, Bob Allen Motor Mall, they will say they are the number two dealership in Kentucky.
Oh, yeah, they do.
We must be because everybody else is number one.
That's great marketing.
Yes, absolutely.
But I mean, it's Scott Drew. Like, and if it's not Scott Drew, and you had all these other big names turn you down, then it's a reach.
If you get, as I heard earlier today, if you get Scott Drew or better, you're fine. You're gonna be fine. See, all of those guys that are better know how to work the transfer portal.
Well, here's the thing. Scott Drew's not the sexy hire.
No.
And it worries me that he doesn't have the it factor.
I agree with that.
His personality does not fit well.
It does not. I mean, he's going to be able to. I think he's fine with X's and O's. I think he'll be able to recruit based on
players.
Develop players. He'll be able to hit the transfer portal. Like, he'll have a fine relationship with the media. He'll go on KSR and he'll have his call in show and he'll take phone calls. Unlike Cal, who had stopped doing that completely, he'll have a good relationship with Mitch Barnhart. But he doesn't have the it factor.
Hey, he's
he's but good. You just named off 12 things that Cal doesn't do.
No, like I was saying, like he can do all that stuff, but it's more than that at Kentucky.
He doesn't have the moxie.
Yeah,
it takes a certain amount of moxie to have this job. It takes a certain amount of moxie to have. Well, I was gonna say it takes a certain amount of moxie to have the Duke job.
He's basically
it's a different type of moxie because
Tubby Smith 2.0.
So, you know,
you're right.
100%. Who else was it though? Like, who else was it gonna be?
Well, if Scott Drew went up, so Scott Drew.
You want me to tell
Danny
you
Hurley?
That's. Was Jay Wright. An hour ago?
I mean, sure.
What is it?
There was a list reported an hour ago.
Okay.
You just made the list?
I'll tell you if they're above Scott Drew or below Scott Drew. It's a new segment.
Well, Billy Donovan said Kentucky has not reached out.
He's below.
Well, he said Kentucky didn't even reach out, and he's committed to Chicago. Jeff Drummond is reporting
Is that Andre's dad?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. He's reporting that Kentucky has offered Dan Hurley $11 million annually for 5 to 7 years.
Annually and annually.
That's what Coach texted out earlier.
And Adam Zagoria for CBS is reporting that Scott Drew is the first call made.
Yeah.
So Dan Hurley now knows he wasn't the first call, so...
I think everybody knows that the likelihood of Dan Hurley coming. Well,
but
was
also,
slim.
If you made the—I mean, you're talking about making calls. You wouldn't have called Dan Hurley
right off the bat
because he's coaching right. in a national championship game. You would have called Scott Drew first.
And then on three is reporting Kentucky zeroed in on Scott Drew to become the next head.
So it sounds like there was only three options.
Yep.
Nate Oates thought he was an option, and he wasn't even an option.
No, that's what I told you. He was smart.
And I don't understand.
But you don't know. Unless he could have been an option until
he put that out.
Come out and said no.
No, most coaches that put stuff like that out, they don't even get offered the job, but they know they hear other media outlets talking about their name.
But as we talked about before, that's a mistake. Because if Nate Oates is your second pick, you go talk. I don't care if you put that crap out. You call him regardless.
I told Wes. I said you zero in on who your guy is. If it's Scott Drew, then you go to Scott Drew and you don't come back to Lexington until you bring Scott Drew with you.
Yeah.
But
I mean, if Scott Drew, there's no way Scott Drew can say no to that, right?
No.
I mean, if there's no way he chooses to stay at Baylor over UK,
unless he's content because there's no pressure at Baylor either.
You would also say the same thing about Nate Oates, but Nate Oates is not going to come.
Did you say eight notes?
Nate Oates.
Eight notes.
I think you...
Eight nose.
Eight nose.
Sorry, my adenoids got in the way.
They already had boosters lined up to pay Nate Oates' buyout.
Nate Oates would have been a good hire. But like I said...
What about Bruce Pearl's name never
So
never
Bruce, came I up. Think Bruce Pearl would have been the next tier down.
I think Bruce Pearl.
I think they want somebody younger, and Bruce is pretty close.
He's been here for about 6 years, and that's about it.
Yeah, and they don't want that, right?
Well,
they don't want.
I don't know. At
you
this
want
point,
younger?
You're gonna make a 6 year.
You
want
to win the fans back? I saw one today, and I wrote it down. 6 20-plus win seasons with teams that should not even be there. Jordan and the Bulls all the way to game 7 when he played for Larry
Phil Bird. Jackson?
No.
Oh.
On the 96 championship team.
Steve Kerr.
Ron Harper.
You do not know.
John's thinking
you
awful hard.
You do not hire Mark Pope. Mark Pope does not come here. That is an absolute disaster hire if they were to hire Mark Pope.
I was locked in on Steve Kerr. I thought that's who you were talking about. I was like, Steve Kerr was
considered on the 96 team, which, by the way, you all have missed me because you all had the last couple of you. Tried to talk about 96 team, 98 team.
How about you just rub it in our face? Why
y'all
don't you?
Started naming off the 98 team, or and I was like, that's not the right team.
Not me, Wes. I didn't say nothing. I didn't know.
But no, as soon as you said 96 team, I knew who you were talking
right
about.
Team. We read it right off.
No. You read the team beforehand, not the team that was actually in the 97.
98 who we referred to.
Anyway.
We read 98-99 yeah, first, Mark and then 97 Pope is 98. Not the solution.
No.
Well, he's a soaker.
Or at least he coaches in those.
Somebody commented.
That's a long-ass bed. He's a tall man.
Somebody commented on one of our posts today, Mark Pope.
I mean, you would have to get multiple guys pushing underneath there. He's a big man. To get enough force to thrust his big tail up, like it'd be arms and feet. Like, you got it, Mark? You go, Mark? This was for the money shot. Oh,
God.
I hope he has soak-proof sheets. Go to Mark Pope's house and all the sheets have holes in them. You know what's up. That's a soaker hole. Because
is there no odder thing than us finding out about soaking?
Listen, so here's the deal. Here's what happens. One person lays on their back.
No, you're just gonna give us the definition.
Yes, one person lays on their back. The sheet goes on top of that person. There's a little hole cut
for the penis.
penis.
And then the other person lays on top. And they're not touching bodies, so it's not technically having sex.
And if you got a good friend, they're the Quaker.
Right. Or the Shakers.
And then you hope you have a real good buddy that will make the motion in the ocean for you.
Splash!
Splash! Listen, I would have, the list of times that Darren has written down. How long have we been recording?
28-26.
There's 7 minutes left of the show that you're not cutting out.
I've only got two things written down.
Okay, sorry. Don't yell at me. But I want to put this out here. If you all were Mormons, I would 100% be your all's pusher. Darren? I would give it all I got. I'd make sure you all got the soak in a soaker.
You about done? You
have my legs. For God's sakes, man.
I've had to push for my feet.
My legs are so damn tired.
Water!
I didn't think you could go that long, Sean. My God, man. Sean's like, I never thought about being a Mormon, but that's looking pretty good.
This is what you get for not putting anything in segment two again, because we just went right off the rails.
Segment two is the 5 and 5. How do you all not realize that?
It's long, because we never do 5 and 5.
It's going long.
Normally isn't the case, but hey, feeling good tonight.
So when do we get an answer on Scott Drew?
Tomorrow.
I'd say it'll be the end of the week.
Yeah, it'll be
cool. I mean,
before this airs.
If I was Kentucky, I'd make sure that it was announced before Cal made his announcement.
Well, that's tomorrow.
It don't matter.
Board of Trustees
already,
is
done. So, I don't know if you heard us or not, but they've already put his picture up in the arena.
Gone. We've made this fast.
Yeah, his picture's up at Bud Walton already.
They've already erected his picture.
Yeah. Well, nothing. Good riddance.
I said erect it and you didn't nothing.
I'm trying to be good.
Good riddance. So, South Carolina wins the women's national championship.
With Juwanna Man in the middle.
And UConn goes back to back in the men's.
She's 6'7".
She's a huge woman.
But she was the factor in that game.
Yeah.
I mean,
can't teach 6'7".
You can't not in the women's game.
And there were so many offensive rebounds. I mean, Iowa played good defense, but when they forced the shots, they couldn't get the rebound.
It's my understanding she basically got hardly any playing time last year, right? Because they graduated their whole starting. I mean, their whole starting five went to the WNBA.
Yep.
And now she's a projected top four pick in the WNBA. Yeah.
Dawn Staley, I think I heard today of their last 112 games at South Carolina. She's 109-3, and the three losses are by a combined 7 points.
Dawn Staley's pretty good.
Hey, guess who one of those losses is too?
Iowa.
Kentucky.
Iowa's also the other. So who's the other one?
I don't know.
LSU.
Her name was rumored for the UK job.
Oh, you're right. No, I think somebody just threw that out.
Somebody just threw that out because they think, oh,
I mean, they were literal guys on ESPN. But let me ask you this question.
If there was a woman that could come.
Becky Hammons?
Would you take Becky Hammons over Dawn Staley?
Yes.
No.
I don't think so.
Because she's coached the men.
Becky Hammond has been under Pop with
she
Spurs.
Has, but I don't know that she. I think Dawn Staley,
the G League.
I think Dawn Staley has that
dog in her.
That dog, that swag. I think she can do a Kentucky job.
I mean, anytime you coach with a $5,000 Gucci jacket,
easy about the Kentucky job. She could coach somewhere like.
I just said she had the it factor to coach at a place like Kentucky.
Okay, he's gonna say
she's got the moxie.
Huh? He's going to say NAI.
Yeah. She
can coach at Pikeville.
Georgetown would be lucky to have her.
She could flip over to South Carolina's men's and do very well.
Yeah. They've done okay this year, though.
The type of school she would have to start at.
So, real quick, I just thought about this. Cal was. How do you feel if you're John Calipari that you were their third or fourth choice?
Who, Arkansas?
Yeah. They apparently had.
I don't think they thought that he was an option.
No, not right.
I mean, they had Jerome Tang allegedly
on the plane
heading to Arkansas.
Yeah, what happened there?
He realized it was Arkansas.
Yeah, him and his wife love Manhattan so much.
Yeah, but golly, Manhattan, Kansas?
Arkansas?
I would much rather
be Hog Pig Suey. He already knew how to spell Kansas. All he had to do was add the AR to it.
Right.
So that brings me to a question.
So then why isn't it Arkansas or why isn't it Kansas? Why are they pronounced differently?
I've always wondered.
Why isn't it Arkansas and Kansas, or why isn't it
Kansas State?
Yeah, Kansas State. Or why isn't it Arkansas and Kansas?
Maybe it is Arkansas, and we've just been saying it wrong
for 300 years.
From now on, it's Arkansas.
No, I think it's Kansas.
Neil, have you saw the video where the guy's trying to talk about how easy the English language is?
It's fine, yeah,
and he writes out
tough
soup, and he says, "So if I put it." Take the S off and put an R here.
It would be like rope. No, it's rope. Like
I've seen
it's
that.
It's Gallagher.
Yeah,
Gallagher does that. Yes, Gallagher does it. So maybe it's a different bit you're talking about.
This is a younger guy.
No,
most people
out there that do it.
Gallagher.
I think I've seen the Gallagher.
Gallagher's got a really good one.
Yeah,
this is a newer one. It's TikTok, but the guy does soup and
poop
and rope and all.
Gallagher's also got a really good bit about the Roman
Empire.
Roman alphabet. It's really good.
The Romans have an alphabet?
Yeah.
So from now on, Bill Self is the coach at Kansas.
Kansas Universe. Rock Shock Jayhawk. Kansas Universe.
Kansas.
So, I mean, the Tyson chicken guy is the one that got Calipari there, though.
Yeah, buddies.
And Jerry Jones.
Yeah, Jerry Jones is an alum.
I hadn't heard his name.
Yeah, Jerry Jones is an Arkansas
alum.
Yep.
He played the foosball.
Then why the crap don't they have anybody that they want?
Have you seen who Jerry Jones hires?
Yeah, but he's got a lot of money.
Do you want him hiring your people?
Have you looked at the NIL
list? That's the same thing.
Who? Arkansas?
They're $5 million a year.
They're number three.
Yeah.
All college.
Yeah.
In NIL.
That's the reason they got the draft.
I
think Barnhart wouldn't let him use it.
The question I've asked for 3 days now is, okay, Arkansas has Tyson Chicken, Walmart, Jerry Jones, so why weren't you using it with Musselman here?
They did. They got transfers in.
Not to the point that they're talking about throwing at Cal.
I mean, Musselman left. He didn't get fired. He left.
I'm saying to get those recruits, why did they not throw the NIL money at Musselman's players like they're talking about throwing at Cal?
But they did, though, because this NIL money's always been there. Musselman just...
Well, they're making it sound more prominent because of Cal.
Well, who are you going to make sound more prominent, Eric Musselman or John Calipari?
John Calipari.
Yeah.
So you got to make it a bigger deal when Calipari comes.
You got to put it in people's face.
You do. And then, of course, Hurley goes back-to-back at Connecticut.
And if he keeps his dogs, he's going to three-peat it.
He don't have to keep his dogs. He lost the top three scorers last year.
That's true.
And still dominated everybody.
His style of play is unmatched right now.
He has went two straight tournaments and not had a game in single digits.
I mean, Purdue played them the closest this year, and it was a 15-point game.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that close.
His
strategy
was... Alabama played a really good game against them, shot the ball excellent, wasn't even in the game.
Doesn't matter.
They let Zach Edey eat, and everybody else, they just shut everybody else down.
Well, his strategy in the first half, in my opinion, was genius, because they ran and ran and ran until Edey could not keep up.
Run that big gentleman out.
Did you hear what he said? He said today he is a Game of Thrones giant.
Danny Hurley laughed last night when they asked him about the Kentucky job.
Yeah.
And he said, you got to talk to my wife about that one.
Because he said...
I don't want divorced.
He said, I'm just now starting to make money. I can't afford a divorce.
Yeah.
Speaking of Zach Edey, we'll just flip down to number four.
I saw that.
So you've got written down here. Do you think Zach Edey is a top 15?
No.
I think he's top 20.
No. The reason I say that is because they're saying this draft is not a good draft.
That's a weird
draft. That's why Reed Sheppard is in the top five right now.
Yeah.
So, and Zach Edey is very physical. And he scored 37 points last night.
Let's get physical.
He got both of those physical. Big guys in foul trouble.
Yeah.
I think Zach Edey can play in the NBA.
I think he can.
But did he show his hand last night?
I think Zach Edey would
getting
be perfect.
Winded.
He's look, too slow.
Can he shoot the ball
he's
like,
a role player.
Like Jokic can?
No.
Then he can't play in the NBA.
I think he can.
No. He can airball free throws.
He can be. He did do that.
What? Have you seen the one place for Portland? I can't think of his name.
Shaq hardly ever airballed free throws.
Have you seen the Portland guy?
Who? Your
place for the Blazers? He shoots like this. He'll dribble, bring it up the side with one hand.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's the craziest shooting form I've ever seen.
But was he a top 20 pick?
Probably not. He plays
okay.
For the
look, Zach Edey can Zach be a Edey. Role player. He can play.
Not a top 20 pick.
He can play.
But it's
he
a very weak class.
So,
which, by the way, the
he's
fact
7 foot four Chinaman named Zach.
If it's right. Such a weak class, the fact Canadian. That DJ Wagner is projected in the 40s, what's that say about DJ Wagner?
He had a bad year. Simple as that.
DJ Wagner has an NBA game.
Yeah, he does. And
if he can start to shoot the ball,
I think DJ Wagner waits to see who the coach is.
Rob Dillingham is going to be the next
Tyrese Maxey.
DJ Wagner waits to see who the next coach is. I think DJ Wagner's in college next year.
100%.
I think Wagner's game, like you said, is NBA
is
ready.
NBA game, but I think he's going to shoot.
College doesn't even matter.
I think he's gonna show.
It doesn't matter if he gets drafted in the late 40s.
He's going to
He would have to get drafted. What are you saying?
He's projected to be drafted like around 45 to 47.
Which means he needs to come back to college.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you.
Because otherwise he's going to be in the G League.
He could show out in the combine.
Exactly. None of these mocks matter till the combine. When the combine happens, you'll see him start shooting up.
They've been pretty daggone accurate over the last 5 to 10 years.
You'll see him start shooting up at the combine.
But I agree. I think that he waits to see who the coach is going to be, and he may be back.
You know who else is going to shoot up?
I'm tribal chief on this one. I think he's back next year. Yeah.
You know who else is going to shoot up at the combine?
Who?
Bronny. I think Bronny's game's good.
I do.
I think
he can hit the broadside of a barn.
He can be a perfect role player to start off, and then
the reason
he can
shoot up is if some team wants to draft him for his daddy.
No, I'm telling you, he's good. He's in.
I think
he'll
end up at Duquesne.
He could, because he's in the portal and in the draft.
He did leave his availability open. So
Wagner will be back next year. May not be in blue. It may be in a.
He might be saying pink
off
suit.
Shade of crimson. But
so this Otani stuff has just been swept under the rug,
like we said it would.
Yeah, because I mean,
how long until Pete Rose sues the Major League Baseball?
He's probably already in the process of it.
A week. He's already talked to his attorney. Guarantee it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's got a case.
Legit case.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And then he'll settle by saying,
"Put me in the hall."
Put me in the hall. That's all I'm asking for, and I'll go away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he can make a lot more money when he signs autographs.
Yeah, because I mean, there's
putting HOF.
There's a heck of a lot more ways to prove it now than there was back then.
Yeah. I mean, it was coming from Ohtani's bank account.
Yeah.
Like that.
By God, it Ohtani pays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So, what's up with all the baseball arm injuries?
Gonna tell you. Did you just fart again?
No, no he's snoring. He's snoring.
Sticky substance. Pitch clock. The crackdown on performance-enhancing drugs that people were using to treat injuries.
And they're chasing velocity. They're throwing the ball as hard as they can every single time with maximum spin rate and all this crap. And they're doing a lot of that, but one, because they took away the sticky substance a couple of years ago. I mean, guys started getting hurt immediately.
I mean, Tyler Glasnow, almost
the day of.
The day it came, he Tommy John's.
Yeah. The very first game.
Mm-hmm.
Who was Shane Bieber has not been the same since then.
Garrett Cole really hasn't been the same.
Yeah.
Baseball's done this to themselves. They deserve everything that they're getting.
Yeah.
Like,
they took the chicks dig the long ball thing literally, and they are breaking their pitchers one by one.
We've had 3 starting pitchers go down in the last 7 days.
Yeah.
needing season-ending Tommy John surgery.
And, I mean, Shane Bieber, who never gets hurt. I mean, he's pretty reliable, pretty healthy. And here he is. He's Tommy John. Like,
is he having Tommy John?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The I mean, three. You better hope your boy don't. I mean, they shut him down for a couple weeks.
Strider.
Yeah. But I mean,
he has a partial tear.
Strider, Bieber, and
that'll be the next.
I can't remember. It's the three I used on the Facebook post today. All are the three that went down in the last 7 days.
Yeah, it's kind of. A lot of people are trying to blame the pitch clock. A lot of people are defending the pitch clock. I don't know that it's the pitch clock as much as it is the sticky substance, the over velocity, and like you said,
I mean, it's proven that people were using performance enhancing drugs as like a rehab. Like,
and I don't have as much problem about that as I do the sticky substance. I mean.
Where did the sticky substance come from? How long did it take to get it?
You know,
how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll pop?
Let's find out.
The world may never know.
All right.
One, two, three. Wes just looked at me like my father looks at me.
He was so disappointed
in me right now.
I'm surprised you know that commercial because that's an old commercial.
Well, I was a youth, a young little chap.
But he doesn't know who Kenny Loggins is.
He was a youth.
Isn't that Footloose?
Come on.
Footloose got good.
Think Kenny Loggins did
Footloose! Kick off your Sunday shoes! No, that guy, is that Kenny Loggins?
Let's find out.
If that is, I pulled that straight out of my ass crack.
I don't think it is.
I think it is.
I know his most famous is Danger Zone.
Speaking of Footloose, have you seen...
song by Kenny Loggins. Footloose!
That's a win for the home team.
Tribal Chief has spoken.
Have you all seen the new Roadhouse movie on Amazon Prime?
My mother-in-law has. And she said it's a pretty good movie. She said it's not the original.
All right. I've heard mixed reviews.
I wouldn't say it's pretty good, but if you take it for what it is.
It's more of a comedy.
It's more of a comedy.
Is he a UFC fighter in it?
Conor McGregor. Okay. Best part.
Mm-hmm.
He's the best.
Is he?
He's naked.
Naked.
Dude.
He's jacked.
He's jacked.
He's doubled in size.
Oh, yeah.
Play with my wanky.
And then I got these muscles.
That was the worst.
Between Irish, that and Irish whiskey.
That's the worst Irish impersonation I've ever heard.
On the count of three, say F the Mowetters. One, two, three.
Three. That's a good one.
That was the best promo skill work he ever done, was when him and Mayweather were fighting.
Conor McGregor is tailor-made for the WWE.
He really is. Yeah, he is.
He would do so well. He can make so much money.
I don't think he could stay clean, though.
Him and Sheamus?
Him against and anybody.
Against one another?
I mean, but can't we just kind of get away from that? If he wants to smoke marijuana, let him smoke marijuana.
Well, then you got Matt Riddle on your hands.
Well, Matt Riddle.
No, Matt Riddle has some other issues going on other than the Mary Jane.
You don't think Conor McGregor does?
You don't. I mean, Rob Van Dam was never suspended.
That's true.
Speed Dog gets to come around all the time.
He was hiring a cop.
Speaking of 100%.
Speaking of wrestling, let's just talk about that the rest of the time.
Well, I don't have anything else on the list.
Good. I don't know why I did that.
Because we're talking to your heart right now.
We are talking to your heart.
That was the 10.
Your heart was beating loud because said
something was beating.
Wrestling.
Hey, so. What about that women's national championship game?
I didn't watch it.
We're already past
But
that.
I didn't win money
18,
on it.
18 million watched it.
That was, I mean, most watched game since
18.9.
Most watched game since 1992, and we're assuming the 1992 game is the Kentucky Duke game.
Probably. And the men did 14.2, something to do with a 9:30 start on a Monday night.
Don Staley stood up and said, "Suck it, men."
Dawn Staley also wants men playing in her sport.
That's bad. That's bad. But listen, if you go back and listen to that interview, that reporter 100% baited her into that question.
Oh, 100%. And she was trying to be politically correct.
Right. And she was super uncomfortable.
Yeah, and like you could tell that it made her uncomfortable.
Yeah. I was like, wow, we went deep with this one, didn't we?
That's what she said.
She's never said that.
She's never said that. You're right. But we have... is the appropriate answer, you don't have to use the word biological, is the appropriate answer there, men should play men's sports, women should play women's sports. Because if you identify as a woman, if you're a man that identifies as a woman, then play. But we make such a big deal out of everything. And that gives, we're talking about a micro fraction of a population that is just getting all the headlines.
How many transgender men do you think would actually play in women's college basketball?
In women's? A lot. How many transgender women do you think would play in men?
Zero.
Not many.
Well, because
you don't hear about that at all. It's always the men going to women.
Because Luke Thomas or whatever Luke, he's a boy.
Whatever the name was.
Whatever the boy's name was that swam against the women was like the number 9 billion swimmer in men's.
457. If you want the accurate number.
And he beat world-class female swimmers.
Riley Gaines,
who has... I mean, all it did was make Riley Gaines a household name and a national hero for a lot of people.
Yep.
But you're exactly right. Like, you don't see women that are, you know, that are transitioning to be men try to play in men's sports because it's not going to work.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
Never will.
Maybe it's how we get Bronny out of the NBA.
He transitions.
Puts him in the WNBA.
I mean, talk to Dwayne Wade. He can probably figure it out.
Easy.
He'll lead you down that path.
He's telling the truth.
He is telling the truth. So, wrestling. What do you want to talk about?
We have not one or not two.
Let's just talk about the whole program.
Before we go match to match, what did you give the whole program?
You talking are we talking letters or out of a scale of 10?
That's a good.
1 question. To 10.
1 to 10. Okay, you go first.
9.3.
You go second.
I solid 9.
Third. You better not. I'll throw a shoe at you.
I can't watch it. I can't get pay-per-view.
You better hope that you got George W. Bush ducking skills because I'm about to chuck a shoe at you.
You really didn't watch it?
Ball behind you.
I can't get streaming or anything.
You got Sean's house.
You can't stream on your phone.
You got the studio. You got the TV right here.
Wes?
Well, I think we should have had a watch party.
I suggested that.
We did suggest that.
That must have been in the No Green Goblins chat.
It probably was. Probably the Blue Man Group.
Part of.
8-7.
Ooh.
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 What about you?
I've said today multiple times, it's the greatest pay-per-view that I've seen live in person. I'm going 9.5.
Solid.
Wow. Here's the thing, and it would be a 10 if Jimmy and Jay were better. If that was a better match,
yep,
it would be a 10 because we knew what the Philadelphia Street Fight was going to be. Like, we knew what that was going to be. Could they have done more with it and made it a little bit better? Yes, but it was going to be what it's going to be. The damn table broke when they were trying to put Karrion Kross on it.
Yes,
and like. They all just started laughing. Like, what the hell is going on right now?
Cole and everybody was like, oh, the table broke already. Oh, no.
And then did you see how easily they put him on the next one?
No, wait, but that's the one that Snoop Dogg was doing. And he was like, oh, no, the table's already broken. I'm hiring a cut and sipping my gin and juice, but the table's broken, bro.
Right. But that match was going to be what it was going to be.
Why did you only give it an 8.6?
Seven.
I think between that
match. He hated the Rhea match off the bat.
I thought the Rhea match was a 5.
No.
At best.
No.
Yes. Look,
Rhea
made it a 5. That was one of the worst times I think I've ever seen Becky wrestle.
Oh, so then why been watching Becky wrestle.
So then why is that on Rhea?
No, it's not.
I'm saying Becky made it a 5.
Yes.
Okay, you said Rhea made it a 5.
Well, I mean, or you could just say Rhea at least got it to a 5. See, I think you're being too harsh.
I agree. Rhea has gotten herself to where she is a top five wrestler in the world.
She may
she's
be
the top female.
She's
wrestler.
A top female wrestler.
She may be the best wrestler in the world right now.
Take out the female part.
I mean,
Gunther is the best.
You can argue for both of them.
The ring, general.
General. I personally think that was one of Becky Lynch's best matches. Go back and look. Go back and compare her last 5 or 10 matches to what she wrestled against Rhea Ripley.
I mean, I gave it a solid score. I thought it was a great match. I thought it was a really good way to start it off.
I probably wouldn't go below a 7.5 or an 8.
So why do you think Jimmy and Jay wasn't?
I thought
too hyped up.
It was too hyped up. I don't know
that it was hyped enough. To be honest with you, it was made so quickly.
But I think it was one of those matches that also needed a stipulation.
Like, I think it should have been a bloodline rule, but
I think it should have been something that.
I think it should have been an I Quit match.
That would have been a good, but I think they also looked nervous. They were trying to make sure they got all their spots. Because this is something they've dreamed about for a long time.
And then you had to have the family, you know, I'm sorry, well, you know.
And I think they also could have got the family involved. Like, why couldn't Rikishi be involved? Like,
right. Like
come and try to like play, you know. You don't necessarily want to bring Solo out because Solo's going to be involved later on.
But, I mean, that match, I mean, they've been split apart for a while now.
Yeah.
And that match was thrown together like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So there really wasn't a build-up to that match.
Other than Jimmy always costing Jay matches. Right. I thought out of everything, that match was the one that didn't live up to the hype for me.
I mean,
Rey Mysterio and Andrade versus Santos Escobar and Dominic was way better than it had any reason to be. And Rey pulled his weight in that match.
And I mean, that was that not the one that you texted and said, I'm going to the bathroom, I have no interest in this match?
Yeah, and I didn't watch a minute until Jason Kelsey came out.
And I mean, and it was a really good match.
It was a good match. The 619 at the end, when Ray is all of 3'7" and tries to 619 two wrestlers,
yeah,
it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So, like, they're trying to scoot together, and then he only hits one of them and, like, glances off the other one, and they both try to sell it, and it's like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Another match I was kind of disappointed in was LA Knight AJ Styles.
A little bit.
I thought it was okay. Like, I mean, it wasn't bad enough. Again, I'm giving it a 9.5 overall. But I think the 9.5 was based on the matches that were really good were really good.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, name a bad match better than Gunther and Sami Zayn.
I think it stole the show.
I mean, that you've seen.
I mean, barring the main event between Cody and Roman.
Which was the last 10 minutes made that match.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a bad match leading up to that.
Both of those matches, the tag team match and the end of it.
See, I'm not a huge fan of the tag team match. I thought the tag team match was okay. I thought it fell under the overhyped.
Yes. I would agree with that, too.
Because
they're looking at it, it's a 50-year-old Rock that hasn't wrestled in 8 years, and you're expecting him to be the Rock.
Yeah, it's not 27-year-old.
I mean, he struggles to do his, you know, rock bottom thing in the people's elbow. He struggles to make that run back and forth.
Speaking of struggling with older wrestlers, John Cena struggled to run down to the ring.
He talked about that on the McAfee show yesterday. Like, oh, he said, I was just trying not to trip. That's all I was doing the whole time.
And it looks like that, too. It looks like that he's like the weight of him is pulling him forward. He's like, oh, crap, trying not to slow down.
He's going to pull a Titus O'Neil.
He's pretty daggone physical with Solo, though. And, I mean, he picked Solo up, threw him through the table.
Have you noticed that he grew his hair out longer so he can...
So he didn't have that bald spot. I thought the ladder match was a really good match. I thought,
even with Awesome Truth winning,
I thought that was unnecessary. I understand why it was done. Okay, like I get why it was done. It was a good moment. It was a feel good moment for R-Truth.
I love Awesome Truth.
It was well, and that's because you don't like good wrestling.
You know what? You're not wrong.
I know I'm not wrong. That's what I'm saying. You watch it for entertainment value, and that's totally fine.
I do.
I look at that like the year that Zack Ryder won the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania.
And lost it the next night on Monday Night Raw. Like, they should have lost it Monday. They don't. They're not the tag. Like, they're well, not
they
the tag.
They had to get Cena involved for another pop, and then give it to next Monday.
But who do they lose it to?
But why do they have to lose it? Who better to elevate the tag titles than The Miz?
He's partnered with R-Truth,
but
man.
It's still The Miz. He's really good.
The Miz is really good.
But it's a comedy act.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're
the
comedy
hot acts. The hot tag you didn't like?
I did like it.
The pin?
I did like it. I like it. But it's funny. Like, right. Like, I don't want...
But they could have done all that without them winning the titles.
I don't want R-Truth being a champion. Is that like that? I don't want him to be a champion.
I want
to
see.
Creed brothers should have been in that.
I want to see Pete Dunne and
Tyler Bray.
Tyler Bray no. be the champions.
No,
I think.
Why not?
I mean, I think they'll be good. I think it's the Creed brothers. I think it's the Creed brothers too. Hey, they're scripts.
I'm not saying who. I'm saying that's who I want to be because okay. I think they are good wrestlers.
They are good wrestlers, but they're horrible on the mic,
especially Pete Dunne because he goes.
Peter Dunne. Peter Dune. That's what Kyle O'Reilly used to call him. Peter Dune.
Are we at all surprised that we got zero debuts out of the entire weekend?
No. And I'll tell you why. Triple H had a wrestling show with his guys to highlight his era and put his stamp on things.
And they had to essentially somewhat end the bloodline.
It's not ended.
Oh, it's not just getting started.
In Roman Reigns' part of the bloodline.
We're in the bottom.
Bring
of
everybody
the
back, almost everybody back that he wrestled and whatnot, and you know, they had to end that. So the only person that you could see coming back would be Uncle Howdy during.
And he's coming back.
He's coming back. There's already teases.
Well, you saw the tease at Raw.
That I sent?
I did, but I didn't. I haven't went back and watched that final 2 minutes.
So that would have been the only person that you would have brought back is Uncle Howdy.
The final 2 minutes.
You haven't watched the final 2 minutes of the Brady yet?
I have not. I thought it was over.
He didn't watch the past credits.
It just basically has.
You don't want to know!
We shared it. I've texted it out 17 times.
You think I watched it?
Probably not.
Sean, we've already established they do not watch the links that you sent that.
I don't.
That's why I don't send them anymore.
Adam doesn't even watch the links that he sends out. He'll send stuff multiple times.
He'll send a text message out and not even realize he sent it out.
But
so many daggone groups, and I forget what.
So I'm impressed because
I'm acknowledging the tribal chief on that.
There was not even a page made.
I don't even remember what we were saying now.
Put your ones up.
What were we talking about?
No, put your twos up. That was a two.
That was a two.
That's good. That's good.
That was a two.
What's your favorite moment of WrestleMania, Wes Crouch? Go.
My favorite. You know what? My favorite moment of WrestleMania is Sammy winning that match.
I was that color me shocked. Actually, no, I called that. What about how good I was, almost nailing The Rock thing last night? It was there.
It was there for the taking. I thought he was going to say,
"I want my match."
Let's just have this match now. I want to put that on my shoulder.
I want Roman's rematch right now tonight. I was like, when it started happening, I was like, oh, "I may get that."
There was an angle,
Kurt
from a different camera view. The Rock didn't give Cody anything.
No, and Cody already had something in his pocket. Because if you look at Cody's pocket, there's something in there. But he already had it.
They're talking about him giving him a watch back.
No, Nick Khan gave him that.
Yeah.
Nick Khan, Triple H gave him that. It was the watch that Dusty...
But there, no, there's another watch.
There's another watch.
Yeah, Cody Rhodes got Rock, Roman, Seth Rollins. Basically, everybody was involved in not one main event. Custom Rolex watches.
So they're saying that's what he gave him back?
I don't know.
So I went back and watched that last night. Before we answer this, you said Sammy. I went back and watched that segment again.
It was awkward.
And
it was awkward.
But I think it was awkward because Rock was thrown off by the crowd's reaction to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't even start talking because every time he got the mic to his mouth, they booed him out of the arena.
Yep. And then they started saying, F what
shut the F up.
Yeah,
shut
and then
the
they
F up.
And they chanted Undertaker. It's like,
and then they chanted, "This is awkward."
This is awkward because they made it awkward. But The Rock is. That was the first promo he's cut that wasn't smooth.
For him to say The Rock's got to go away for a while was I didn't think he needed to say that. That could have been completely.
Turn your mic there, Wesley.
Completely taken away. The Rock's got to go away for a while. Blah, 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 blah. Don't say that.
Right.
Just go away.
Right. I thought it was awkward. I mean, but we're in for a lengthy run of Cody Reigns right now. He is the guy.
Cody Reigns?
Cody Rhodes. Did I say Reigns? I meant Cody Rhodes. Obviously. Oh, that was a bad kick. That was bad. Like, at least sell it better or at least try to make contact.
Ugh.
Scripps. I think.
Reggie.
That's Scripps now.
Oh, yeah.
I think Cody Rhodes proved exactly why he's world champion when he did the media tour Monday morning and was on the Today Show, was on all these, and because he's the, like, he I texted Sean last night, he looks good as world champion.
When do they bring the Wing Eagle back?
I'm not sure they're going to.
I think they're going to.
I mean, he wants it bad.
Did you see him on?
I saw it. I saw it. I don't know.
He said, "I'm not in charge of making the calls."
I thought that was what The Rock was going to give him last night.
I thought so too.
I thought Triple H was going to give it to him.
When Triple H opened the show, I did have that thought.
I will say, let me ask you all this before
that title is brand new title.
When I
sure.
When the Shield's music hit. In that main event,
I thought Dean Ambrose was coming.
That was my first. I was like, "Oh my God!" They
when,
pulled
when
God
I texted. I didn't said, my think gosh. Dean at first until there was nobody being shown.
But then it dawned. I was like, "If he comes back, he's not coming back as Dean Ambrose. He's coming back as John Moxley." So we wouldn't have got.
Yeah.
But I was like, at first, I was like, "Holy crap! They're bringing John Moxley in on this. Like, they got it."
Yep, she's got it.
Yep.
But she's getting too much work done to the face. So you say Sammy beating Gunther. Sean, favorite moment?
Oh, I mean, it was Cody winning the title. There's no, and to me, it's not even a close second.
Okay.
I mean, it was Cody winning.
Adam?
Two of them.
Okay.
Both involve those two.
Okay.
But it was Samantha Irvin calling the
win.
That
was the best.
Oh, my gosh.
Samantha Irving
with the
not being able to compose herself to even hardly say
Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
I mean,
the best part about it is the fact that she has no idea who's winning these.
Well, matches. And Michael Cole doesn't either.
Yeah.
The reactions that Michael Cole and Pat McAfee give you are legit reactions, and he said he doesn't want to know who wins.
Yeah.
Because he wants your honest to good. Like, Michael Cole is so dang underrated.
Yep.
He's one of the best in the business. One of the best of all time. Michael Cole is good.
Michael Cole or good old JR in his prime?
No.
I think I'm taking Michael Cole.
Michael Cole's number one of all time at this point.
I don't know. I don't know if you can. I don't know. Bobby the Brain. Really good.
He holds a special place in your heart.
Gorilla Monsoon was really good.
That pair together.
But were they Lance Russell good?
Man, Lance Russell was something else.
You know, somebody's overhyped is Gordon Solie. Gordon Solie wasn't any good. I'm going to go something different. My favorite moment was Paul Heyman's Hall of Fame induction speech.
That was a good one.
When he is up there, and you can tell how much it means to him, right? One of the greatest minds in pro wrestling is Paul Heyman. And I agree with all your alls, so I just wanted to be different. Whenever the fans, he was standing there, the fans started chanting, "You deserve it." And he said, I'm not saying all the words, but he said, "You're damn right I deserve this." Like, because he said, "I've been canceled more times in pro wrestling than I can count."
He said, "I wish my mom was here. I wish my dad was here."
And then he goes,
"Where's Cody Rhodes?" And everybody thought, oh, here's a promo against Cody Rhodes. And then he turns around to him. He said,
"I wish your dad was here."
Yeah, that was...
Cody got choked up.
That might have been.
Cody gets choked up quite a bit.
That may have been.
He almost cries as much as Ric Flair.
Almost as much as Shawn.
The reason it made Shawn. That WrestleMania is the best ever is because there was emotion during Hall of Fame and during Night 1 and Night 2 to bring you to the point.
I mean, of even tears. The start of Monday Night Raw. But, and then he said one thing that tells you everything you need to know. He started talking about Triple H's leadership.
Yep.
And how different it was under Triple H's leadership. And he said, for the rest of my life, I will forever be a Paul Levesque guy.
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
So for Paul Heyman, who's been in the business as long as he has, to have been around that many, I mean, he's been around good creative, good book, like all this stuff. For him to say that about Triple H and say that forever, for the rest of his life, he's a Paul Levesque guy. The WWE's in good hands.
And of course, they don't get the props as Triple H does. Not even the props that Stephanie McMahon does. But Bruce Pritchard and Bobby Rhodes,
Bobby Rhodes. It's Cody.
Sorry. And help me here.
Tom
the other writer.
P.S. Michael P.S. Purely sexy?
Man, I understand that Triple H is approving all that. They're killing it.
Don't forget, Hurricane Helms is back there too. Shane Helms.
Yep.
Shane Helms. You always see him in the backstage. He's got the suit on. He's a suit now.
He's a suit.
So is Jamie Noble. Suit.
Yeah, Jamie Noble's been there for a while. I hope Hurricane just wears his mask with his suit.
I wish he did. He's got it's a 2-hour special of the Treasure Show, and they're looking for all WCW gear.
Hey, by the way, before we end the show, do you think are they just opening up that place in Saudi Arabia so they see how well it does and they can bring one of those to the United States? Because they don't have one.
What are we opening up?
The WWE Experience, where they're going to have all that crap.
They have it at every major pay-per-view.
What do you mean?
No, this but is like where you can get
this
the
is a
and
building.
Everything. Oh, like an honest to goodness Hall of Fame.
They're making
So yes, there will be an honest to goodness brick and mortar Hall of Fame.
It's way, way past time.
It is.
So you two, Sean and Neil, I don't know if Wes, do you watch The Rivals?
Yes.
Very little.
Okay. So are they starting to put stuff in Rivals that's gonna portray on TV, because Roman Reigns talked about the Shield breaking up and how he didn't want them to break up and how it broke his heart, and then Roman Reigns hit Seth instead of Cody with the chair.
And that ultimately cost him the match.
Right.
Like, the storytelling right now is so damn good.
Seth Rollins has cost Roman the title twice.
Yeah. So, and then you hear, well, and it was the biography on Roman that he was talking about that. But, yes, I think Triple H wouldn't. I've told I think everybody here at the table this. Triple H's moniker for a long time was the Cerebral Assassin.
Yeah.
He's thinking so far ahead of everybody else.
Yeah.
Like, and Sean has talked about this multiple times. The whole thing with the contract and the briefcase, that wasn't done accidentally. There's still a reason that they showed that as intentionally as they did. It's going to come back into play at some point. If it doesn't, it'll blow my mind. But I really think he's like, it's this era is going to be better than the Attitude Era ever thought about being. If you honest to God go back and watch the Attitude Era, it wasn't that great.
Especially when it gets to Netflix.
It was not that great.
When it gets to Netflix and my sound don't sound like it's going off the TV every 5 seconds.
A lot of the whole Attitude Era
was characters.
It was.
You had Prime Stone Cold. You had Prime Rock. You had Shawn Michaels. You had Triple H, Bret Hart, Undertaker. It was characters.
What? But when you look, and I mean, you know, you had the DX. You had the Nation of Domination.
When you look at,
and you had Vince McMahon and all of his sexcapades.
Strictly wrestling. This era is going to blow it out of the water. And actually, by the time it's all said and done, the characters might be better.
Yeah.
Well, all this started. You didn't have to watch Raw. under the Vince McMahon era.
Nope.
The last few years. Like, you just automatically knew what was going
to
happen.
It was like, it was literally like a soap opera. You didn't have to watch for 6 months, yeah, and you could pick back up and so-and-so is still not dead and, yep, you know, whatever, yep, you know, it's just like, it just drags on. The only thing that was,
Stefano possessed Marlena again one more time and Bo came in and saved the day.
The only thing that was,
there
you go, Days of Our Lives,
somewhat watchable was the pay-per-views, and even then they were challenging to watch.
Right. Listen, you realize we're only 13 years away, or past, John Cena and R-Truth main eventing Capital Combat that people paid $60 for.
Gosh.
Go back and look at the card for the 2011 Capital Combat pay-per-view.
Is that what keeps you awake at night?
Capital Combat.
Bro, I Google the most random stuff.
You know what keeps me awake at night?
I don't even remember there being a Capital Combat.
I didn't either. Couldn't even.
Are you all? You all surely aren't doubting.
I love wrestling.
No, I'm not doubting you at all.
100% believe you. But here's what keeps me up at night. You see commercials for like products on TV, and it'll say 4 out of 5 doctors recommend. Why did that fifth doctor not recommend? What was it about the product that they didn't like? I think
it's the same thing as what Darren was talking about earlier, going everybody's the number one car dealership. I think it's just the fact that it's a very comfortable phrase. 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5.
Sorry, I was wrong. I said Capital Combat. That was an old WCW pay-per-view.
Capital Punishment.
Capital Punishment.
Yep.
2011 Capital Punishment. Are you all ready for this card? Hold on. I want to. Dolph Ziggler versus Kofi Kingston. Alex Riley versus The Miz. Alberto Del Rio versus The Big Show. Ezekiel Jackson versus Wade Barrett. The best match on the card probably were the next two. We had CM Punk defeated Rey Mysterio. Randy Orton defeated Christian. Evan Bourne defeated Jack Swagger.
Oh, my God.
Is that when he was We the People?
Yeah, probably. And John Cena defeated R-Truth for the WWE Championship. R-Truth, that you just won the tag belts and you're all raving about, yeah, was in the world title match. That's how bad wrestling was.
People in the crowd, let's say, what's
2011.
So how long had
he been in WWE at that point?
For a while.
Okay, because he was.
Do you want to guess the attendance of that pay-per-view?
17,494. 5,649.
You're closer. 9,850. The buy rate, only 170,000 people. Because that pay-per-view was at least $50.
Gosh.
Yeah, because that was prior to the network.
Yeah.
So, what was WrestleMania?
I mean, there were 210,000 people WrestleMania weekend. Gazunga.
My goodness.
That'll get you bricked up right there.
Whoa. That'll make your loaf hard, stale.
I meant the pay-per-view.
Frozen.
How
over
much
up
did
real
the
quick
pay-per-view cost?
Oh, no. It's Peacock.
It's just your Peacock.
Yeah, subscription. You just buy Peacock now.
Darren, you really got to get out more.
I really can't get it.
The network's only been a thing for, what, 12 years?
Yeah.
That's how your friendship started.
Actually, WrestleMania was how our friendship,
yeah, but
started.
His daughter asked but about
she asked
the network.
If we were going to get the network and watch WrestleMania.
And my ears perked,
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
They were erect.
They're bulging out.
They're bulging.
I hung up my wrestling shoes for a long time until this podcast started.
You know, I told Neil yesterday.
Uh-oh. Memory lane.
That, like, the wrestling is so good now that had we started this podcast with this type of wrestling, I don't know that we ever venture away from talking
Wes,
wrestling.
Wes, why are you standing like that with your knee in the
chair? I'm wondering because it's old man.
You look really homosexual.
I mean, he's very. He's old man. He's been here
since
5:30.
You had the hand on the hip.
Hey, at least it wasn't going like
but
this.
No, you were close.
You were close.
And then you had a hand on the hip.
Let me tell you.
Listen. Send it lane.
Send it lane, baby.
The Indiana
Daydream. The Indiana Daydream.
The Indiana Daydream.
I'll be a better character. In front of an electrician. We gotta get that up and going. Who was the General So? General So.
My name is General So, and I come to get your
General So. He could be the manager.
I'm going to slap my noodle on you.
He could be the manager of Tsunami.
Oh, yes! General So!
Just like Mr. Feezy is General So! Yes!
We're so dumb, it's great!
It's good. There's been times...
Here's my manager, General So!
I have laughed so hard about something. Sean, when we were coming up with Sandy Lanes, how hard were we laughing? Like, I was crying.
The Indiana Daydream is the best thing you've ever come up with.
Driving down the road.
Same thing. I was
looking at me in the seat like, what the hell is your problem?
Yeah.
I couldn't stop laughing.
And I was laughing so hard that I thought I was going to drive off the road. It's just like, that's how when we get going on these things like this, we just like one name right after another, and it's like,
that's good.
And I was like, well, it can't be the American Dream, so what is it? And he goes, Indiana Nightmare.
No, I said the Indiana Daydream.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
And I was like, it can't be Dusty Roads. It can't be Sandy Lanes.
Sandy Lanes.
Sandy Lanes, baby. And instead of having polka dots, he's going to have stripes.
Oh, my gosh. So, anyways, that's what...
WrestleMania was good.
It was fantastic. That's why I say, had the wrestling been as good as it is now, I don't know that we would have went away from talking about wrestling on a regular basis.
Put me to an 8.6. I don't think any of the entrances were all that glorious.
Cody Rhodes was really good.
I like Seth Rollins.
I like Seth. I mean,
what in the world was Seth Rollins doing?
Does anything scream Seth Rollins more than his entrance?
Golly.
No, but and Pat McAfee having to high five 1,000 people as they come around.
And the outfit that he wore the night before says it looked like he had a big giant growth on his shoulder.
Yeah.
I like Kevin Owens too, backing up the cart to pick up Randy.
That was funny.
That was good.
And Randy was like, get on!
Yeah, he's like, come on! But it's like it had the handbar there, so like they totally had that set up.
But like he gunned it, and you saw Randy was like, hey, slow it down there, Randy.
It was, come on, Randy.
So.
All right, guys. Well, hopefully by this time next week, Kentucky will have a new head coach that we can talk about that.
They'll have it before this episode drops.
And
guarantee it.
Guarantee it. So. With a broken freaking
neck.
It's got to be the right hire, and it's got to be quick.
Oh, it's true.
It's damn true.
See you guys next week.
Stay safe, friends.
Hey everyone, this is Sean with the From Corner to Corner podcast. I'd like to take a moment to thank all of our sponsors. We have Community Trust Bank, who sponsors our studio here on North Maysville. Kimsoft, who is our sponsor of our Athlete of the Week. Tutu Sweet Treats, who sponsors our Dog of the Week. CRC Renovations, Kentucky Realty Group, Jacob's Auto Body, Brett Weehunt's Kentucky Farm Bureau in Frenchburg, sponsor of our Athlete of the Month in Menifee County, and then our newest sponsor, Kelwell Commissary and Simply Secured, who sponsors our From Corner to Corner Road Show. Thank you all for making all of this happen, and we appreciate all of your support.
The Moco Four Horsemen would like to thank you for listening to From Corner to Corner. Be sure to go out and follow us on Twitter, on TikTok, on Facebook, Instagram, and even YouTube. Whatever podcast platform that you listen to us on, be sure to go out and give us a 5-star review. Thanks as always, and we look forward to seeing you next week.